look. So, yeah, I'd just like to ask you about the blatant exploitation of your looks. Of the, how do you feel exploiting your skin colour, your blondness, your physique within the
It's kind of... It's funny because I don't really... It's something that you see all the time everywhere. It's like... It's not... so strange to do that in some ways. I find it... In some moments I found it... Like, it puts me in a vulnerable position.
In what way?
In some ways... Because whatever of your own self-judgment about your own awareness of the way you come across to other people.
Mm-hmm. They assume you are that thing that you're presenting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hadn't really thought about that. But yeah. Well, yes, I have. That's not true. Yeah, I guess they assume that the face value of image is so persuasive. That's what's brilliant about it, because you can really play with the fact that the image itself is so, you know, it's so persuasive. It's like, it's the mirage, it's what's convenient, it's the easy way of manipulating people to do things. It's with images, because image is so persuasive. But it's liberating for that fact at the same time, I suppose, because you're the one who's deciding to do it. Nobody else is making you do it for their own gain. It's you doing it for your own interest or for your own exposure or something. I don't know. But it's not only for an exposure, it's also a game. The game of exposure in order to reveal something else. That's how I feel it is.
And what's the thing that you reveal? The something else? Your mum.
My mum? That's not what I said. I don't know. I think you reveal that's the other aspect of what you exploit, right? Like what we've been talking about, your freak or your glamour side or your...
Mm-hmm.
Or your psychology or your demons and your angels and your...
like in that moment...
Your flaws or your humanity.
Let me just... So in that moment of being that persona that is such a persuasive exaggeration of your own image, that confrontation between yourself as the persona and the audience member kind of opens up a space for that vulnerability? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, in some ways you're kind of protected by the image, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the images of the associations of whatever images you've pulled together to create this kind of face, if you like. The face. And then it's like a mask in itself, and you can somehow play around with what you reveal. The mask or the trickster the trickster in my sense is like, I like playing against the image that I present.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether kind of what you're suggesting, it gives you more, it gives you a sort of a cover, a kind of
protection,
a protection to actually be more honest than you would normally.
Yeah, like it, yeah, it's this in the same principle as a mask.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Right?